Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Is that right? Is Kogut the right way to say it? Kathy Kogut from Kogut Tree Farm and her granddaughter, Callie Figluski, who we know. She was in studio with the Maloney High School students who, did you win the competition or you're a finalist? You did?
I won it, yeah.
You want to move that? Yeah, that can work. And maybe we'll do this right here like that. And so you're almost a semester into UConn.
Yep, almost.
How's it going?
I love it there.
Have you been to a hoop game yet?
I have. I went just two nights ago.
In the student section?
Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
It was really?
Yeah.
You face painted or did you go?
No.
You went in easy.
Yeah, you got to ease into it.
Yeah,
you know?
That's great. Well, it's great to catch up. What are you going to major in?
Accounting.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
So she'll come back and do your books then.
Yeah.
The trees are beautiful. And a hemlock is?
No.
Okay, so no. I was so confused.
Hemlocks are not Christmas trees. That's
okay.
A nursery tree.
I thought maybe I got stuck stupid again.
When we purchased the farm back in the 80s, the man that owned it had hemlocks around his house, and he lived on a hill. So he called the farm Hemlock Hill.
And you just, so the name was we well known enough to keep.
Yes.
Because it threw me off.
Yeah.
So how's the season, like in terms of? You know, you always hear, like, about supply and stuff. It was a good year, a bad year. Because how many years out do you need to plan for, like, for 2025 trees? When did they go in the ground type thing?
10 years ago.
So
it takes 10 years for the trees to grow. We major, most of our trees are Fraser firs, and they take a little longer to grow. They have the best needle retention. So, you know, the people like them. So that's the major part of our trees, our Canadian fir and Fraser fir.
And so you go to Parker Avenue is where you can get them?
Correct.
Okay, 304 mm-hmm. Parker Avenue.
Correct.
Where you get the trees.
Yep.
And are they already out?
We have some there now. We bring them down. We grow them in Enfield, Connecticut,
okay.
And we cut them fresh every day and bring them down to Meriden. And we have a little setup in the backyard. People don't even know we're there. It's a farm in the middle of a city, but it's set up like a little Hallmark village, and we get tons of people. They
so
love
that little, the image I see of like the red building or whatever,
mm-hmm.
It's delightful.
Yep.
And so people don't go and cut for themselves. They just come.
No, we do. We do have 2,000 trees growing on the property. So we allow about 200, 250 each year. So people can co-cut. Once the 200 are cut, we close the farm.
So have to like make a reservation?
No.
Or is there a wait list?
No. No. It's first come, first serve.
But every year you fill that up?
Yes. Yes.
And people already come in?
People have been wanting trees since November 1st, and we're like, nope, not yet.
Well, I don't blame them, because it's like you come in, you get this beautiful tree, and your house is so beautiful. You want it, and then you can't let it stay too long after Christmas, because then people are like, what's wrong with those people? So you want to have it up for as long as you can. Like, I actually understand why people would want to do it early. In terms of care and upkeep and stuff like that, because you don't want to be a fire hazard, and Mark Christopher complains constantly about pine needles and so on and so forth, what are like your best tips for how to keep the trees longer?
You just have to keep the tree hydrated. It's important to keep water in the stand. Trees are not combustible. They are not going to burn. If you have faulty wires on your lights, that would cause a fire, but not a tree will not just combust and burn. So you just have to make sure the tree is watered You check the water every day because sometimes it drinks a lot, sometimes it doesn't drink any, and then all of a sudden the water is gone. Once the water is gone and the tree, the bottom of the tree seals off, it will not drink anymore. So you have to keep it hydrated. It's so important, especially the last couple of years we've had drought. So, you know, you have to make sure you really check those trees.
So Koga Tree Farm, again, they're on Parker Avenue, Marin. I love that, a farm right in the middle of a city. You said you bought it in the 80s?
Like, yes.
What made you want to do this?
My husband's family had a nursery and a flower shop since 1935, and the three boys took it over, and they're all still in agriculture. And my husband started growing Christmas trees when he was 16. He's now 79. So he's been growing trees a long time. We recently just won the Big E competition, and we won the Durham Fair competition. He grows a really good tree. He's a pretty meticulous grower.
Is there science to it?
Yes, definitely. You take soil samples, tissue samples. You're just always watching for insects, bugs, whatever. He's really good about growing a tree.
And is there another generation? I mean, I know I'm not putting Callie on the spot. She can probably want her to do whatever she wants to do in life. But is this going to carry on?
We hope so. My son is going to be retiring from the police force, but he likes to sell trees but doesn't like to grow them, so I'm not sure what will happen.
Is that your dad or
no?
Okay. In terms of, like, did you grow up going there all the time and stuff? Tell what it's like to grow up in that kind of family.
Yeah, definitely. Anytime it gets colder outside, everyone knows it's time to start getting ready for the farm. This weekend we'll all be together. It's just our whole family is together, and it's honestly like a great time. Doesn't feel like you're working or anything.
So you're on break?
Yeah, I just got off yesterday.
Did you have, like, any finals or anything like that? Or?
Not yet. We come back for another week, and then we have finals after
Thanksgiving.
Too much
math.
I know.
I don't want any more math in my life. Listen, Kathy, thanks for rolling with us. Awesome local business, and people can go down to 304 Parker Avenue, get their tree, but they also wreaths and a whole bunch of other stuff down there, and the product is awesome, and you can be one of the first 250. If I were listening right now, I would go today.
Oh, yeah.
You get to cut that sucker down and bring it home, put it on, make sure you're secured on the top of your vehicle. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.